I made some notes. He was very, very wary about whether I had any recording devices on us. He kind of checked that I didn't have anything, made sure that I kept my camera in the car. And we drove to a quiet location, and as I said, we spoke for about 15 minutes. This man said that he was in a black ops unit that was controlled by the Yanks. That's what he said. And he said that when he volunteered for this in the 1980s, he didn't know what he was getting himself into. He said that we didn't know what we were volunteering for. But once we'd volunteered, we had no choice but to stick with it. You're in for life. And he said that if they find out that people like him speak about what their operations, he wouldn't be here and his family wouldn't be here. He was implying that his life is at risk and his family's if he was to speak about what he knows about. Now, I asked him about this alleged encounter with the UFO. In the previous notes, it was stated that one of these Black Ops soldiers was just 5 feet from a UFO. I asked him about this and he confirmed that that was the case. And I said to him, well, why, how come you were so close to it? And he said, we were guarding it. All right, so I said, well, was it a crash retrieval? And he said, right, I can't tell you any more information about that, so read into that what you will. Now, he also said that he witnessed all kinds of things in and around the craft. He said that he actually witnessed an ET on more than one occasion, and he said, it's nothing like you would see in films with big eyes and smiley faces. And I said, well, what did this being look like? And he said, it looked like a devil, which is possibly some kind of reptilian entity. Now, and he also said that they would rip you apart. That was what he said. And he said that he did get a view of inside this particular landed UFO, and he said that there was all kinds in there, and he implied that there was human body parts in there. And we've heard that from people such as Bill Cooper in the past.
There were many more saucer crashes and downed craft than what you have realized. There were many more alien bodies recovered, and there were more live aliens recovered than what you are aware of. But that's not important. The important thing is that they occurred, not how many and not where. The important thing is that they occurred. And those of you who want to argue over how many and where and how many bodies are wasting the time of everyone else, because that's not important. What's important is that they occurred. And there are two crashes that are so important that the government will go to any lengths to prevent you from finding out. And those are two crashes which occurred near the city of Aztec, New Mexico. Why? Because both of those crashed craft contained human body parts. And they are deathly afraid of a national panic.
Now, I asked him about his injuries because he clearly has got health problems, and as have a number of the people who were on his team. And he said that some of his colleagues were no longer with us, so they've died as a result of their injuries, which were they suffered as a result of being in part of this find and secure team. He also said that they have all suffered skin rashes, cancer skin, skin cancer, and tumors as well. And like I say, some of his friends on that unit have already passed away, and they'll only be probably in their early 50s.